Well, maybe you're like a lot of folks, feeling sorry for the accused in sexual harassment cases, upset at the screaming banshee women who point their polished, glued-on nails at poor, defenseless men. Would-be rapists deserve some sympathy, too. I'm sure most of us would agree. Us poor men, misunderstood and falsely accused. And while we're at it, maybe we should take those lying women and charge them with felony slander. Or better yet, take them out and stone them. That should quiet things down, PDQ. I hate to take a page from the Taliban playbook, but hey, they stone women who are defiled, and maybe now you can understand why. See, we're not anti-Muslim. That's just more hysterical snowflake bullshit. And while we're at hashtag affiliations, why not white men, American racists, me bullied too, police killers, me Russian hackers, Taliban terrorists? These folks have been the innocent targets of the liberal left mob for far too long. Don't they know who won the damn election? Don't they get it that they're in the wilderness now and we men, we white men, are in charge? Wake up and smell the testosterone. Meanwhile, let's get Bill Cosby back on the comedy circuit. We could use a few belly laughs in these dark and polarized times. Date rape jokes by Fat Albert. Maybe give him a new TV series. After all, he's America's dad. And for God's sake, let's let Weinstein get back to making movies. Haven't we got bigger fish to fry in this country than victimizing the accused? I think you and I both know we do. And no, I'm not talking about Russian collusion or fraudulent tax returns. I'm talking about draining that swamp in D.C. It's time to investigate Hillary again for Benghazi crimes. Time has come for us white males to fight back. If we let every pissed-off woman who spurned our advances label us as rapists and attackers, hellfire, there wouldn't be anyone left to date, except ugly bitches. And yeah, we need to stop political correctness too, boys. If they're ugly, what are we supposed to do? Put them on the cover of Vanity Fair and Vogue? Next thing you know, they'll want income parity and our jobs. Yeah, we need to stop this thing in its tracks before it gets even crazier. We need to rally for our cause. We need hashtag him too.